Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200. Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Well, as it has been going, more Koberger information has dropped in the last, 12 hours or so since many of us have been sleeping. We're going to go through that first today. And there's a lot of it. There's new images that Brian Koberger took himself in his apartment. This is images from his phone. We've all been wondering what is on the Brian Koberger cellular device. Well, we're about to find out more. And it turns out he's a big fan of taking selfies. I know a lot of us thought that's crazy. Why would this man be into taking selfies of himself? Well, it turns out he really is. And we're going to take a look at some of those in just a few minutes. There's new stalking reports out about Brian Koberger stalking people, like literally showing up at their homes, married women, having him showing up at their house. Just, hey, me, how are you? Tapping on windows, doing all sorts of weird stuff. It all lays into part of the bigger picture of Koberger. We heard these stories about maybe tapping on windows around Moscow. This is going back way further. We're going to get into all of that. An Amish woman attempts to drown her family, takes out two members. We're going to get to that, and Siobhan Scott's going to join us as we're going to talk about the baby Emmanuel Haro case and Jake Haro, the evil monster father, and a system that allowed him to thrive, basically, and basically destroy the life of one little girl who will now live the rest of her life maimed because of him, in a system that allowed him to proceed. And then, of course, Emmanuel, he's gone. So a life extinguished. But there was a lot of ways to stop all of that. That's all coming up on today's Hidden Killers Live. First, we are going to begin with Brian Koberger, of course, arrested back in December of 22 for the murders of four University of Idaho students. The world's attention obviously froze to Moscow, Idaho at that time. Can you believe it? Almost 3 years ago now. We're coming up on the anniversary. Four lives stolen, small town shattered, and a suspect who seemed almost out of place. An introverted PhD student in criminology. But as the case unfolded, investigators began finding a trail of behavior that pointed to something a little bit deeper. Is that these crimes didn't come from out of nowhere. I want to talk about this for just a second. When we first saw the images of Brian Koberger, when we first heard about, okay, this is the guy, Did anyone have any inkling just how weird this man was going to be? I mean, we've seen all sorts of different killers over time, but and they all certainly have their own unique qualities. But Koberger, I don't know. I mean, what Stacey? I mean, what's been your thoughts on this guy from the get go?
He gives me some really creepy vibes. Right now, I'm looking at his ass in a pair of Levi jeans.
Stop. Spoiler alert.
We're all got to get it somewhere. I mean, come on. Oh, goodness gracious. This guy is thirsty for attention, is what I'm feeling from him, that he's not getting it somewhere. So he's going to go out and get it by whatever means he can.
Or at least attempt to.
Yes, correct. Attempt to.
In his own way, and then be very rejected and dejected, and then go back to his lair, basically, and then seemingly, you know, figure out his plan of stalking. Well, while most people would just go into a dating app and go, let's swipe right, let's swipe left. He's like literally at people's windows, like, tap, tap, tapping and seeing if they're going to come and show up in that window that's not on a screen, but literally the one that he's staring through.
There's something not right with this boy. I mean, really, we're summing it up. We know what he's about, but this is very troubling behavior. And these selfies, like I took a selfie of myself. My hair is a little different today. So I wanted to see how it would look on a screen. Mm-hmm. And then I deleted it. I didn't hold up a piece of paper like with the date on it, like, here's my name, you know, and we'll see all these pictures shortly. So I'm kind of floored by the whole thing. He's living in an alternate universe.
He really is. Let's start taking a look. I mean, just start putting these photos up on the screen. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see him.
We have to start there.
We'll start here. And if you're listening on the podcast platform, be sure to check out Hidden Killers with Tony Bursky on YouTube so you can watch this and you can see these photos. I mean, what was, Todd, when you saw this selfie, and you've been working with our graphics on all this stuff. So when you see the crazy, amazing, wonderful graphics we have now, you can thank Todd because he's doing all that behind the scenes.
Yay.
I had a reaction when I saw this. What was yours? I'm curious if it's similar.
So one of the things I thought of was it almost looks like it's AI. Like, really? This is what you wanted? This is what you want? I want to back up just really briefly.
Yeah.
And I'm not a pro burger, right?
No. But, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So take him out of the equation. Take the name Brian Koberger and everything we know about him out of the equation. People do take selfies, like Stacey said. Mm-hmm. And if you go on any social media, Instagram, there's a ton of people who do this stuff.
Sure. Right.
And most of them have the looks that probably are okay for that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Brian probably is on the creepy side with his body and all that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how weird that is. I think the timing of when the photos were taken is weird. And then this one is something that will haunt my dreams forever.
I'm getting everybody a coffee mug with this image on it.
Yeah, because I sent a text when you sent this and I'm like, oh my God, my eyes. And then I sent the friends emoji where Phoebe and Rachel are jumping up and down going, my eyes, my eyes. Is that what it was? Yeah, I can't unsee this. I can never unsee what is on my screen right now.
I don't know what he's, is this trying to look silly? Is he trying to look spooky? Is he trying, is this like just kind of one of those images where you're trying to get your face ready for a photo and you click it too early and it just captures, you know, like a weird in-between expression? I mean, if we were to take any of us today, right now, I mean, in the last 10 seconds, we could probably find some weird expression all of us have made if we go to a split second image, 1/60th of a second on a frame rate, and we're going to get something like this. So I'm wondering if this is that, or if this is the pose, if this is, you know, the one he was going for this. It's weird. I don't know any other way to describe it. He's got his eyes kind of in a weird way. His mouth is open. He's got his yellow coffee stained teeth there. It's a weird smile. You got to see it to believe it, really. Then set it and forget it. The Ron Popeil.
He's taking selfies with his earbuds in. It's very weird.
There's so many. It seems every time he's in his bathroom taking selfies, which he took a lot of in his bathroom, he's always wearing his weird earbuds. I don't know what they're some sort of an earbud.
I think it's like around the back of the head. Yep.
It might be the Beats ones. I had some of those a while back, and they kind of, I had white ones, so this might be the black version. Let's see. There's others. Let's keep going through these photos here. Here he is looking
emaciated.
Honestly, he doesn't have a build of any sort. He kind of looks starved. If you thought like maybe this guy has a little bulk to him, it looks like, well, this is his vegan diet, I guess, is really paying off of being emaciated looking. You can see his rib cage. He's got his shirt off. He's saluting.
That's the weird part to me. Like, yeah, okay, I know that he was very proud of his weight loss, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. I've heard some of
that
kind of
stuff. But this is after the murders.
Right, that's the whole point. Yeah. It's not like, hey, look, I've lost all this weight. My body's not great, but I want to somehow keep this historically in my phone. This is, I'm going to salute in a weird pose after I killed some people.
I think this is a salute to Papa Roger.
Do you really?
I do. I think it's a salute to the Elliot Roger character. I do. I mean, you're adding like the military type, you know, a salute in here. The Papa Roger character was military-esque looking in the stature on the photograph that was used for the profile shot. I do. I think this had something to do with that. He's got the earbuds in. It's another bathroom, close to the bathroom type shot. I don't know what else he'd be saluting. And if you look really closely, I don't know if you can zoom in there, Todd, onto his knuckle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
You see a wound that looks like it's in the stages of healing. Like this would have been taken a little bit after it. I mean, it's like you nailed your knuckle pretty good or cut your knuckle pretty good on something. It's a deep cut that's in probably a week or two stage of healing is what it looks like.
Wow. I didn't even notice that.
On his left hand, it's the finger, his ring finger on his left hand.
I was just busy looking at those pecs, man.
Stop. Oh, yeah, yeah. I could see that. What else we got? There's more. There's so many of these that are just so. Here's another one.
Again, if you're not watching on YouTube, you are missing half of this.
He's got a real nice squint going on. I don't know if this is what he equates to sexy, or I don't know what he equates this to. Strength, power. He's got his fist clenched in all of these photos, and his face is kind of clenched up too. Can we get onto that knuckle at all and see?
I'd love to hear from you in the comment section. Is this sexy? Is this what we want?
It's hard to see, but you can still kind of see that another mark right there. Let's move on to another one of these photos that have just been dropped.
Oh, God.
Here he is. This is Koberger.
There it is.
This is my favorite. This is what we should have on this. This would go good on a tumbler. You know, I think the other shot would go good on a mug. This would be like a good tumbler shot. It's more of a up and down, a 9:16 ratio.
I'm worried about our Christmas gifts, Todd.
I'm not celebrating this year, Tony. Nope. Oh,
we're doing Festivus. It'll be the airing of grievances. Just wait. So he's got his shirt tied or like pulled up. He's got like a midriff going on here.
Like a chick would wear, like we tie our shirts at the bottom.
We can't see the front of him, but it's like he tied his t-shirt up in a little, scrunchy thing at the front, pulled it up. So he's like, it's like a belly shirt. And then he's wearing some jeans that, can you zoom in on the label? Are these from TJ Maxx or something?
No, those are new Levi's, I think.
Are they new Levi's? It looks like I can't tell from the tag.
That's definitely a Levi tag.
It's a Levi. So he's wearing Levi's, admiring his lack of ass, because it doesn't appear that he has one.
I'm sorry. Ladies like a good ass.
I've been told that before.
Yeah, I know. It's a true statement.
This show is traumatizing me big time today. Yeah. The constant zooming in is really getting to me.
I'm just making a list of the things that I'd like, and I've seen none of it.
You're making a list of the things you like.
What, not of Brian, not of Koberger.
When you saw the pictures, let's get out the like list. Let's see if we can add some. Here he is again. This is, again, it's a muscle shot of his emaciated looking body.
He got the headset in. Good in that picture.
He looks good in that picture?
No, he thinks he looks good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he thinks this is exactly where it's at. You know, and I'm not body shaming. I, you know, if that's what he wants to look like, that's great. But he is making out with himself in these photos. Hardcore.
He is. That's probably really what's going on here, since he gets, you know, no positive feedback from anyone because he's so creepy and puts everybody off. He basically has to self-soothe himself by doing things like, and it's good to do. I guess this is self-love for Brian Koberger.
Well, in his own way,
it's admiring himself, which is what narcissists do.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.